You're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo on WKBR.
Welcome to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo. Talk radio on the go, where we talk about anything and everything with a new topic every week. From the awesome candy you ate as a kid and sibling rivalry to public restrooms, coffee versus tea, and who reads on the toilet. You get it all here at the Jabbercast podcast. Talk radio on the go. Listen when you want and where you want. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback heard. Some conditions apply. Open minds sold separately. Hello and welcome to the Jabbercast.
I'm Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
Here we are on a beautiful Sunday morning, day after...
Roswell.
Day after Roswell.
Isn't that a book or something? The day after... film. The day after Roswell.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Like a recent movie?
No.
Oh, okay. Today actually is not Sunday. It's Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah.
Close enough.
My golf habit is getting in the way of live broadcasts. But you're probably listening to this on Sunday morning anyway.
You didn't even mention the golf thing. You mentioned a concert the night before, which is tonight.
Oh, yeah. That's not going to be any big deal.
Okay.
That's
the only thing you mentioned. Can we do the show early because David Wilcox is playing?
No.
That's what you said. And I thought, okay, well, it's going to be a late night.
It might be a late night, but not that late. I can get up.
Not too late to get up to go golfing.
Right. I want to make sure. See, I don't even know what the tee time is. Todd's supposed to make him today, so...
It's right in here and right now.
It's tea time in the Jabbercast studios. Actually, we're in the Easy Max podcast studios right now.
But, yeah.
Yeah, probably go golfing tomorrow morning. So, but happy Independence Day anyway to all the American listeners.
Yeah.
July 4th.
And we just had Canada Day a few days ago.
On Wednesday, yes.
There you go.
What did you do to celebrate Canada Day?
Oh, Big JD? A lot.
Yeah.
I did a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very busy.
Busy celebrating the birth of Canada. Do you know how many years old Canada is?
Yeah, 233.
That's American.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I read that somewhere on somebody's Facebook.
I think I put it in my Facebook
right. That's
status.
Where I got it from.
Well, it was 1867. So that's
1867.
No, that was the year, 1867. Right. So that's 142 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, it's... It's a young pup, like the States are, I think. That's pretty young compared to, let's say, where Bland is from or compared to, you know, Israel or someplace like that where there's lots of history, thousands of years of history. Not so much so here. But, yeah, happy Independence Day. There was a huge fire. We're famous for our fireworks that we have here to celebrate the international birthdays. And did you view those at all?
I just listened to them.
Yeah, I'm sure you could hear them loud and clear here.
I could hear them.
So, did they tell the residents of this building they can go on the roof and watch? Or
no, they won't let anybody on the roof because of liabilities or whatever. But just the suites on the other side of the building, you know, they'll have a view of that, some of the higher up ones. And I don't know if you could see it from the third floor, one floor above me, and I imagine you could see it over the trees or whatever from the third floor because they have like a, you know, a huge, that's where the barbecues are and everything. It's a big common patio.
Like, oh,
you know,
yeah.
Huge. Yeah.
So you could probably see it from there.
I think you could. Yeah. Okay. I never went down to see, so.
More important things to do.
Yeah. Always.
What'd you do this week?
Still a lot of writing.
A lot of writing.
Yeah.
So your creative juices must be flowing.
Yeah, I'm scared now though to write too much because of my shoulder, my arm, and everything. I don't know what to do. So I kind of limit myself right now, but yeah, I have so many ideas and log lines written like for actual screenplays to be written.
Wow,
a lot of good stuff. But if I could type quick, would be really helpful because I could do them a lot quicker because I don't have a problem thinking about it all, but when I know that I have to sit here and actually type and it's going to take me forever, that's what sucks because I don't type fast.
How much is it worth to you to not have to type?
I would say it's worth everything to not have to type, but
because there's some software you could train your computer to type for you.
Well, I've tried that once actually, and yeah, it's a big job just training the software.
That is.
But then after, I suppose it would be okay, you know what I mean? But mistake-wise and everything, you know what I mean? It's like, it's not, they're not as accurate as you'd really want, I don't think.
I think they just get more accurate with the more you use it.
I suppose. But it's just another time-consuming thing to get into that.
And you're actually working at your keyboard at least 8 hours a day, right?
More than I care to, honestly. See, I don't want to even be here.
Could you write somewhere else? Could you write on your laptop on the couch?
Yeah, I do that quite a bit. I take it to the counter in there. I take it to the couch. I take it out of here and go elsewhere and write. Yeah, I try everything. That's not bad.
Yeah, that's got to be better.
But
for sure.
I just got my new battery recently, and I have I gone anywhere with my new battery? I don't think so. But my other battery wasn't lasting anywhere, so I couldn't go too far unless I had a cable.
Right, I sat down, and my new battery lasted 40 minutes.
It was getting really bad, like 20 minutes, 25 minutes.
That's sucking ass. I got a new battery in my laptop, too. Oh, I actually got a whole new laptop to go with the battery.
And it's a beauty.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And it's sleeping. Is it sleeping?
Yeah, it's just sleeping right now.
It goes to sleep quick. You got the...
The computer wasn't sleeping, just the display goes to...
Oh, and the light still comes on then. The light was on.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I haven't played with the energy saver
thing. Yeah, but what a sweet laptop. Tell them what it is.
It's a Dell Inspiron.
Yeah. The door's over there.
2265GS.
Yeah, and it was only $299.
$299?
At Walmart.
At Walmart, yes. Running Android. No, it's a Mac. What is it?
A MacBook Pro. What is it?
It's one of those Apple computers.
Are you serious?
No, it's a MacBook Pro. Yes, 15-inch. It's an aluminum unibody. Beautiful.
It's exquisite. It's the computer that you want.
I think so. It's in between, you know, not being too portable but yet having lots of real estate.
What is on the right side next to the, don't tell me that's a lock.
Yeah, it's Kensington, cable lock. Kensington lock, yeah.
Why in the world would they put it there?
I don't know why. Where's a good spot for it? I've never seen anybody
use it. On the other side of that thing, maybe. Who wants, if you had that thing locked and somewhere and you were using it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is that ever in your way? Because you're going to have the contraption of the lock there and everything, and you got to get, you know, if you're sitting here, I mean, you got to get your disc in.
No, when you're using it, it ain't locked up.
Well, if you have it locked somewhere, like, and kind of leave it locked there or whatever, I would imagine you wouldn't undo the lock just to use the computer if it's going to still sit there on the desk. You'd probably leave it.
Possibly.
Or if you had it at work and you didn't take it home.
That's what I'm thinking. People leave these at work or they just leave them. Like, yeah, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, but you would, if that was the case, you would leave, you know, like where mine is somewhere at the, I don't know where it is.
The back, somewhere.
Trying to look for it.
But it isn't around.
No, it's in the same spot in the front here, which isn't as bad because my disc doesn't go back here. You know what I mean?
I see.
I don't slide my disc in there. I'd have cables there and I'm not in and out all the time with cables really like.
Right.
As you would be with a disc. I wouldn't want that thing where it is, but...
Don't ask me.
Yeah.
I've never seen anybody use one. Never seen any one in action. I've seen pictures of them.
I use mine when I travel.
You have a Kensington lock?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what is the other end lock too?
It's a loop.
Oh, I see. So you can put it on anything.
So you just loop it to whatever, yeah.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah. Some people might have a steel plate. Hole in the desk or something like that, or
and there's a key.
Whatever
is that the deal?
You can get them with key, or you can get them with
combination.
Combination, and I use key though.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I like the idea of the
Maybe
key.
Maybe I'll get one if I end up traveling somewhere with this thing.
Yeah, in case you know you can leave it out or whatever if you're in a hotel room or something like that, and somebody comes in to clean or whatever, and it's not that big of a deal.
Yep.
Some places have. I've been to some places that have little safes, so. Which I like a lot because I could fit it into a safe.
Yeah, I like the safes too.
Yeah.
I like sticking stuff in there. But yeah, I'm digging my new laptop. I really haven't used it that much, but I'm sure I'll be liking it compared to the iBook.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's the one I want. That's the one I'll get.
All right.
In due time.
Copycatter.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling. It's time for news from around the world, and sometimes out of this world, from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
Serena Williams wins her third Wimbledon.
Yeah, she was playing her sister, Venus.
Yeah, I saw a minute of the game. And look at that, updated it by itself. The page updated.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Auto update.
I like that.
I love that.
On a, something on a news page, that's what you want.
Absolutely.
Except for the fact sometimes I want to go back, I'll save a page and go back, but the news isn't there anymore because they change, you know what I mean?
Well, if you know it's updating, yeah, you make sure you go in the file and save a web archive, yeah, so yeah, everything's there, pictures and yeah, layout and everything. But yeah, so that was those chicks are, I don't know, not, I don't find them very hot, that's for sure. They're very manly to me. They got muscles and they're huge. They're like 6'10".
Yeah, they're big girls.
Amazon girls and
powerhouse tennis players.
I'd like to see Serena play like someone like Federer.
The, oh, yeah? The hockey player? That's Federov.
Federer is the...
You're better off, Federov.
That's the male...
counterpart.
Tennis player, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, well, did they play each other yet? They're playing each other, too, the sisters.
They just did.
Oh, that's... Okay.
That was it. The final.
Then I saw her playing somebody else. Okay. I missed that actual game then. Something else that I wanted to mention was... And this is awesome because I'm going to New York in a couple weeks. First visitors in 8 years begin the long climb up the crown of the Statue of Liberty.
Well, you can go to the top again?
It was closed. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
When I was there last time, I couldn't go up.
Yeah, me neither. Same thing.
So that's going to be awesome. I can't wait. I'm going up.
That's your news right there?
I'm going to sit in that flame.
That's going to be hot on your butt. I'm considering going to New York.
That's what you said, yeah.
I'm going to go somewhere with my family, but mm-hmm. I'm not sure where yet.
Where else do you have in mind?
Some other big city. Maybe Chicago, maybe...
Detroit.
No, we're not going to Detroit. Guaranteed. No. I'm not going to vacation in Detroit. Or we might go maybe like up north, like to cottage country.
What about Ottawa? Is there anything in Ottawa for you? Ottawa's supposed to be nice.
It is nice. I've been there once, I think.
My parents used to go there.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And they used to, what, bug all the politicians there? Or?
Yes. No, we had relatives there. My Uncle Morris lived in Ottawa.
Uncle Morris.
Yeah. He got run over by a Bren gun carrier in the Second World War.
And so what was wrong with him?
I think it crushed his pelvis, and he was in the hospital in Britain, I think, for, I'm going to say, 2 years.
Wow.
And didn't ever think he'd walk again, and he did, with no cane or anything.
Sweet. Yeah. I was going to say, was he in a wheelchair? But
all my uncles were in the first, Second World Wars.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you have a military past.
I do, yeah. And the last one now, my grandmother's son, who's still alive, was in, he was in the Marines, and... I'm not sure if he was in Vietnam or anything. And I also have another cousin that lives in Washington that was in the Marines. And these are older cousins, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
They're like, oh, well, no, one is my uncle. The other one is a cousin, but he's more like an uncle. He's even older, I think, probably than
your dad? Oh, okay.
Oh, my dad? No, I think he'd be younger than my dad.
Still younger than your dad, yeah.
Well, geez, no. I don't think he is. No.
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 Sometimes
he's got to be. I'll bet he's older than what my dad would be.
Sometimes that's the way it works out. Your uncles have kids before.
Cousin Frank.
There you go.
Your kids have kids before their
yeah.
parents had them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of cousin, I might have even told you, I saw a cousin I hadn't seen in decades in Walmart. Of all places. I don't go to Walmart. You know that. I'm kind of an anti-Walmart guy. But I need some socks. Where do you go for some socks? I go to Walmart. Of course. So I got some socks in there, and I saw my uncle Don, and it's been like I say, decades. It's just interesting how you see someone. Say, oh, geez.
Last name?
No, Gillis.
Okay.
It was my mom's sister's kids.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just interesting. You mentioned a cousin, and I look at this, and he's an older guy, too.
Yeah.
My mom's sister was 11 years older than her,
mm-hmm.
and this is one of her first kids.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like... His kids are definitely older than me.
Were you close at one time?
No.
Closer or no?
No. Never really close. They lived in Windsor and we lived in Bell River or Detroit, you know, so we never really saw them that much.
Oh, that's far, yeah.
Well, you're being sarcastic.
My cousin Frank has only come here once. I met him one time. They came, stayed in a trailer in our driveway when I was a kid for I don't know how long they were there, longer than, you know.
than their welcome lasted.
But Cousin Frank, man, he was great. The stories and everything, and his big line was the whole thing boils down. And let me tell you, the whole thing boils down. And he'd go into his, you know what I mean?
Right.
Blue jumpsuit.
Get
all
out.
One piece with black boots. And not biker, more toward biker boots, looking a little bit like cowboy boots, but black boots, not lace boots.
Right.
Full on black boots.
Was the jumpsuit beautiful. In the boots?
No.
They were on
he
the
wasn't that good. But Cousin Frank, man, I'd love to see my Cousin Frank again. I really would. I'd like to talk to him or send him a letter or something. My grandmother keeps in contact.
Well, get a hold of
Frank
the guy.
Frank and Ginny.
Get a hold of the guy.
And the whole thing boils down.
And what do they say today? They say, at the end of the day.
Oh, that's the big union guy. Who's he?
Oh, Ken Lawenza says
no,
that.
No, no. Oh. Did he say that too a lot?
He did, yeah.
That's where the other guy got it then.
Probably.
Because that's all he ever says.
Who are you talking about?
And at the end of the day, Laporte.
Oh, Rick Laporte.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yes, at the end of the day.
That's a union slanty thing.
The day is going to be over at the end of the day. At the end of the day.
At the end of the day, yeah.
Yeah, he says it a lot.
It's a Ken Lawenza-ism, who is now the national
champion
CAW leader. But anyway, more news. Did you hear that Palin resigned? She was the...
What?
She's the
really?
Governor Alaskan. Of Alaska. And she also was the vice president on the vice presidential ticket of the last American election. And she's out of there.
And why? Before something came out.
Yeah, exactly.
What was it?
I don't know. We're going to find out when it comes out because I'm sure there's a lot of... They're going to find out that the kid that her daughter supposedly had was her kid, I think.
What?
Yeah. That's my guess.
That would be pretty incredible.
That's what I'm thinking.
Bastard child of some kind.
No, it's her kid, but it's just she's... They didn't want her to be...
Her kid with her husband?
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, no. No, she's not getting off that easy.
Getting off that? I don't even know if she got off at all.
It was her daughter's boyfriend and Sarah Palin's kid.
Oh, and they separated. They separated the daughter and the...
Yeah, but Palin was sleeping with the daughter's boyfriend.
Yeah,
that's where the kid's from.
Quite likely.
You heard it right here first, folks, from Lippo.
What?
And the police chief in Detroit got canned.
Yeah.
What's up with that? We don't even know yet. Why?
Some kind of corruption. They're going to find some instant messaging somewhere. Right? Something's going on.
He was having an affair with Kiwami.
Yeah, that whole... They're just a bunch of...
I don't know. I thought this
corrupt.
Guy was supposed to be really good.
Yeah,
he was
me
appointed
too.
For whatever reasons, but
I'm sure he was good. But he,
if it was something bad that he did, I think it would have come out sooner. It would be out right away, and it would be all over, and they'd slander him and everything. But there's something else going on.
Wait,
I think.
So here, look at the news. It could be out in a second.
Well, I saw this morning that they're saying like next week we should hear, but
exactly
should know by now. My God. Anyway, I heard that this morning. What else? You got anything else for us?
I was going to mention one other thing. Oh, the whole. Where are we going to bury Michael Jackson in the hole? We're going to have...
Why? Why are they going to bury him?
They're going to bury him.
Why?
What do you want him to... They should just mummify him.
Just leave him wherever he is.
Put him behind a piece of glass. Nah, you can just do that with wax. Same thing.
They have those probably already.
Guaranteed. They're having a memorial at the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles.
Staples? Why would they do it at a business...
no,
copy
Staples
center?
Is a little town by Woodsley over
oh,
there.
Oh, okay. No. Staples Business Depot.
Staples Center. Well, is that who sponsored the Staples Center? I have no idea what Staple is as far as the Staples Center in Los Angeles. It's like Comerica Park. It's the Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles where some sports
team
plays.
Maybe it is Staples.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure about that.
But
I wouldn't think so either. That doesn't seem like a sports thing. But, and they still don't know where they're going to bury him. It's funny how... You know that Joe and what's his name? Catherine, her name. Michael's parents. You know those people were a little...
Of course. So were most of the kids, you know what I mean?
Because of that reason. And so it's funny how they're... The most famous of the kids passes away. And the way they react and the stuff they say, it's just like, oh my God. You think they're like on Jerry Springer or something. Like the people who are brought in and... Here's your lines. Be as goofy and crazy as you possibly can. Say the weirdest stuff. But anyway, that's all going to get sorted out. And
did you see that The Ghost with Matt Lauer's interview with Jermaine Jackson? And there's apparently some kind of a ghost or figure of Michael Jackson in the background. I saw that, but it seems to me like they put something there. And in fact, in one spot in the interview, it seemed like Matt Lauer was looking back there. I don't know. But it's back. It's trees and stuff in the back. So I don't know what it was that looked like it, but I saw it. But it does look like Michael Jackson.
Does
it? Sure. Oh, yeah.
I cooked a piece of toast yesterday, and it looked like...
Jesus was on it.
No, Michael Jackson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And yesterday, did you read this? The employee shot at the Virginia Apple store.
Wow. No. Yeah.
An employee of the Apple store.
What's the story behind that?
We're not sure if what the guy, what his problem was, but he...
If anybody should go shooting in an Apple store, it's me.
Why? They gave you a battery and it was out of warranty.
Well, I know, but I just, I've have so much headaches with this thing and the slowness.
Well, yeah, it's 50
it's
years old.
It's not anybody's fault, but...
Your own.
Still, sniping is fun.
Nobody's
fun. You heard it here first.
I think what happened is the guy walked in, had an issue. The employee went in the back to go get a manager, to get a part or something, and he followed the employee back there.
They should have shot him then. So he followed him back.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden they heard boxes and crap falling and then a loud bang, and he ran out the back door.
So he shot at him or shot him? Did he actually shot him?
I think it was a woman employee.
Okay, but she actually got shot?
She actually got shot.
Was she okay?
I'm not sure what her...
don't bring news to the table if you don't have the full
plate. All the facts. And they haven't caught the guy.
No?
The person's still at large. The victim is a 26-year-old woman who works at the Apple Arlington Upscale Clarendon section, is currently in an area hospital recovering from a gunshot wound to the right shoulder. So you know exactly how she feels.
Sure do.
She is reportedly in serious but stable condition.
Unbelievable, eh? A place where you'd least likely think that anything like that would ever happen
exactly.
in your life.
You think it's a bastion of
nice,
happiness.
Nice, cushy job. I'd love to work in an Apple store.
Oh, and get paid lots of money and free hardware.
Okay, he's pushing it now.
Yeah, that'd be pushing it for sure. So I'm surprised you didn't hear that, but yeah, that's...
And what store was that?
It was in Virginia.
Okay, we're not going to that Apple store.
It's like where the Pentagon is and stuff.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, very crazy.
So there you have real news.
Real news! And now for real news. They have a little ID on the No Agenda show, and that's exactly what it is.
Oh, okay.
And now for real news. But this week's topic, what are we going to talk about today? It's the...
Summer fun.
Middle of summer, and we're going to have some summer fun.
Summer fun. It's the Summer Fun Podcast on the Jabbercast, which you can visit, by the way, www.thejabbercast.com. You can email us at hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. As well, you can leave us a recorded message by our...
My Chingo widget, which is on the webpage as well. It's down at the bottom there, right where the Ustream
used to be. We're back on WKBR. So if you missed the live show, make sure you pick it up next week, live 11 a.m. Sundays, Eastern Standard Time, WKBR.ca. Click the listen button in the top left corner.
You're good to go.
Listen in your favorite player. We're trying to get a player on the webpage, actually, so you can just listen from the site. But
that would be the...
Haven't had any luck yet.
Okay.
Yeah, that would be great.
You're looking for a free one. Is there pay ones?
No, it's not a problem with the free ones, but I can never get them to work, and I don't know why.
Oh.
Somehow it's the playing the stream, you know what I mean? I don't know exactly how that works, or, you know, a lot of them I find are, it plays an MP3 stream for some reason, and we don't have, I don't know what to point it to, you know what I mean, really? It doesn't seem ever to work pointing to the server room URL from Shoutcast or whatever, you know, from the broadcast. So
yep.
We'll get it figured out and get a player on the website, and then you won't have to go monkeying around. But once you do put that URL in, once you go to WKBR and you download the file or whatever and play in iTunes or
whatever your
player is, Windows Media Player, if you're that unfortunate, then it'll play all the time. So, you know, you just double click on it the next Sunday and there you go. And if we're ever late by a couple minutes, you're not going to get a stream because it only streams when, you know, there's a show on. So just give us a couple minutes or so. Summer fun.
Yes, sir.
On the Jabbercast.
Did you have a...
I got a list of fun things.
You're full of lists.
I'm a list maker for sure. Love lists.
It's a love list?
No, I love lists.
Oh.
So and lisps.
You took it one direction.
Speaking of lisp, by the way.
Speaking of lisp.
Isn't it odd that they actually put an S in the word lisp? Why would they do that? Okay.
I read that just recently.
Sent you something.
Oh, you sent it to me.
Yeah, interesting facts.
I get so much viral crap.
I think my cousin from that. It was actually pretty good, though. I don't send that much around.
You don't, so I read it. If you send
when
me
I
something.
Do, it's usually something that's, you know.
Worth reading.
Worth reading, yeah. And I don't like long ones that people send, either. I just delete them. I delete most of the stuff I get anyway. Even if it's not joke mail.
No, I know. I got this really important email, and what am I going to do with it? I'm just going to throw it away. Yeah. I read it once.
Did you see that YouTube thing I sent you 3 weeks ago? No, I didn't. Resend it. Let me delete it again.
Are you interested in becoming an online radio DJ? Would you like to host your own program? Contact the station manager here at WKBR. All it takes is music, a microphone, and a broadband internet connection. And you can broadcast from anywhere in the world. Of course, you will need a software program to broadcast, but the station can steer you in the right direction for everything you need to get started. Visit WKBR.ca to host your very own music or talk radio program. That's WKBR.ca.
This is Big JD's grandma, and you're listening to the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo.
Camping.
Yep, that's a fun thing.
It is fun.
My wife just got back from a week-long camping trip with our kids.
And where did she go?
She just went to Campers Cove, which is in Wheatley, Ontario.
You spend a lot of time there.
I did when my kids were smaller. Now, every year, my wife and her girlfriends take their kids there as well. So yeah. It was funner. It was different when, you know, you got small children and, you know, there's a million things for the kids to do
and
there.
Did all the guys go at that time too then?
No, just the girls. It was just a girl thing.
Right.
So if you have a small child, you know, every girl would take care of someone else's kid. You know, it was all a, you know.
As the kids have gotten older, do they all go still? Did both your kids go?
My kids went, yeah.
And did they go willingly?
They went willingly, okay. Yes. My wife bought a case of beer and let them split it. For the duration of the camping trip. So they had 12 beers each. And, oh, yeah, they're 19. Yeah, for sure. No, they're not. But, yeah, so it's interesting. And all the women who came with smaller children, they rented cabins.
Oh, really?
They got some small cabins there.
Didn't want to rough it with the little tykes?
Well, meanwhile, I remember we had, like, the high chair out, and the earwigs are coming up the legs. You know, and the kids just... covered
in flies around their butts.
It was disgusting. Pooping. But the women these days, I guess they just don't want to do that kind of thing. But
we also spent some time in Leisure Lake.
Leisure Lake's another
drummer pop. His parents had a
trailer there.
Yeah, yearly thing there or whatever.
Yeah,
spent a lot of time there too.
Camping is a ton of fun.
Yeah, I love camping. I don't camp enough. I think Lana and I camped once. And the funny thing was, she loved it. She loved the peaceful sleep that she got. She said it was the best night she ever slept in her whole life. And it was raining and everything. And what a fiasco that night was. And we went with my buddy Mark, who was supposed to go with his girlfriend. And Lana and I were just dating at the time, years ago. And it fell through, so he came anyway himself with his tent. We had traded bikes. I got his 1980 FLT and I gave him my 52 Panhead. And so he was riding that and it had issues, you know. And anyway, it poured that night. And before it actually poured, I guess, raccoons ate like pretty much everything we had. They actually opened up our sliced cheese packages and ate the cheese out of the package.
Oh, yeah.
They're incredible.
They can open a cooler and drink your beer.
Yeah. Well, they did everything. And anyway, it poured. And so his tent filled up with water. He was just drenched and soaked and everything. And he stayed in it for about half the night. And then he couldn't take it anymore. So I think he left his tent and everything. He didn't tear anything down and he split. And we heard everything just popping and banging through the night. You know what I mean? Like him on his way out the park, it was Wheatley.
Oh yeah.
And the plugs were always, they'd go bad really fast in the Panhead. So it'd really pop a lot and bang and die on you. And so we heard him all the way out the park for a while and we'd hear the bike shut down. Then we'd hear it start back up and it'd be popping again and everything. And, you know, finally he was gone and he just left all his crap there. He didn't want anything, left his tent 'cause it was just junk and everything. And then we woke up to the, mess of everything eaten. And but Lana slept great. It was a really good night's sleep. And we had working midnights at the time. So, you know, for her to sleep through the night and also in that nice quiet environment, really, you know, in the storm, yeah. I guess, too. But I don't know. It was peaceful.
Do you like sleeping and hearing the rain?
Yeah, I love the rain.
I love the rain, too. Yeah.
I love the rainy nights. Okay. Who is it? Who is it?
Somebody.
BJ McCoy? McKay? McKay?
I have no idea.
MacGyver? But yeah, I love camping, and I'd love to go camping again, you know, but I don't know when I'll go camping again.
Do you have gear?
I have everything, yeah. I got it all, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing now is that everything's stored at my uncle's. My tent might smell like tobacco because he smokes in the garage.
Guaranteed it'll smell
like tobacco. That's going to
suck. Yeah.
I think everything I own will smell like tobacco now, honestly. That's too bad. Yeah, but he let me keep all his stuff there, so I didn't have to keep paying for
storage,
which was cool. And I didn't realize like he smoked in the garage all the time because he doesn't smoke in the house. And we just got a box of pictures of Lana's to do some scanning, and they stunk. Everything I have will stink.
Sure.
And I have a lot of stuff there.
Garage, so you don't rent a storage anymore?
No, I haven't for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So
actually, when I slipped my disc was the day that we were moving all the stuff. Him and my brother and my uncle were. I was supervising. Still pulled my back out. But anyway, that was like a year ago. So anyway.
So where do you keep your bike?
You can't get the smell out of that smell out of anything, really, can you?
They say you can.
And it depends what it is, too, wouldn't it? I mean, what about books? I got books that are going to smell like smoke. How do you get the smell out of books?
That's a really good question.
My tent. How am I going to sleep in a tent camping? I got a nice tent. And I, you know what? I got that tent. And did I even use that tent once? Maybe one time? For something. And, we used it maybe a few times with a Jeep Club.
Okay.
But it's a nice, cool, big tent and is no good anymore. Anyway, moving on. Fishing. Do you fish?
No. I think fishing is a waste of time.
Yeah. I don't like fishing either. I used to fish with my dad and my brother when we were kids. He'd take us, we'd go for bagels Sunday morning, and we'd stop and fish. And sometimes it would be rods, sometimes it would be sticks. And we'd fish at the river.
And would you like take pieces of bagel and put it on the hook?
No. And I think it was Goose Bay Park.
Where we'd go. Just down the road here?
Yeah. And that's my extent of fishing.
Yeah.
I get asked to fish a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, and boat and everything. I don't do anything.
I like boating.
I don't care that much for boating.
Don't make me sit out in the middle of the lake and just throw a line in.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a guitar in my hand, honestly. That's what I think.
You bring a guitar and you can play. Everybody else can
If someone asks me to fish, I'll say, you don't mind if I bring my guitar, do you? Because I don't really want to fish.
And harp with the thing.
Sure.
Do you use one of the things around your neck and everything? Do you play and sing?
A few tunes.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Where you need to do that. A couple Neil tunes.
Mm-hmm.
The Wizard, which I'm not playing on a boat on my acoustic, but that's okay.
Well, you bring your amp with you and everything.
You could. Do you have one of those little portable battery operated amps? I bet you do.
No, I used to.
One of those little pig nose.
I used to have a little. What did I have? I had one that I think was a little Fender. They have one of those back in the day.
Yeah.
I had. And I had another one that I forget the name of. And I've actually recorded with it. I used it and recorded a song with it.
Sure.
Put a mic in front of it. And it was a cool tune, too. I could probably dig it up.
I'm guaranteed you can dig it up.
That was neat to record with that little thing. It's funny.
That was something about the iPhone app, eh? The dudes recorded the whole tune.
Yeah.
On the little Play CB drum kit. And
I thought
that was awesome.
Four-track recorder for the iPhone.
Yeah. Or iPod Touch, whatever you want to use.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's really cool, yeah. But, I mean, recording in, it's the quality is the same as anything else. It's just funny that it's such a little gizmo that you wouldn't think you would use for that purpose.
Well, he used all the instruments except the lead vocal was in the microphone of the iPhone.
The microphone of the iPhone?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what they sang into. That's what they played the drums into. Like, they just, when they played the drums, he put it in a, surrounded it with pillows, and they just laid it on the ground, or probably laid it on something.
That's just amazing.
But the lead vocals, they plugged into one of those, it was an Alesis thing, isn't it? Belkin Tune Studio or something.
I think it was an Alesis thing. I think
was it? Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
And have you seen the they got the iMultiMix now, Alesis does?
Something that you can use with your iPod and record.
Yeah. You record on your iPod and
using like a multi-mix.
It's got like the shuttle and everything. It's like you don't even need a computer. You just bring your board with you.
Wow.
I thought that was pretty cool. It's the exact same board. Nothing different.
And is it USB now? I think they got...
It's USB, yeah.
Yeah. They get rid of their FireWire boards. I think most of the stuff or whatever. They don't make this one anymore.
No, they don't make that. It's either if you want a multi-mix, you're getting the iMultimix or you're getting...
I think they have the 8 FireWire.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Kind I think right now you can get that.
Cool. I wanted to make sure you were talking about...
Yeah, we were trying to get into cycling.
Fishing, and then now we're talking about cycling. Okay.
Bicycling. You bicycle?
I do. I go for a ride maybe 3-4 times a
mountain week. Mountain bike or 10-speed style, right? Street bike?
No, it's a...
Hybrid?
It's a hybrid, yeah.
Well, that's right. I remember at some point not that long ago that you got your hybrid bike.
2 years ago, I got a specialized... it's a nice big comfy seat, and you know, you're not leaning over. That's the part I don't like about mountain biking. Yeah, I don't like leaning over.
I got a really good mountain bike, Specialized too.
Yeah, it's nice. I love biking.
Specialized makes a good bike. I've got a Specialized, what is mine now? A rock hopper.
Oh yeah. Do you do jumping and stuff or?
Oh, I used to do a lot, but I haven't for a long time. Obviously, since my left shoulder surgery thing.
Ever since I started falling apart.
Oh.
It sounds like something was inserted somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was exerted.
Oh, did you hear about the chick who, she was boning her boyfriend in her bedroom and she was screaming so loudly in pleasure, but she was screaming in such a way that three guys were walking by and they thought, this woman's getting... Something's wrong with her.
Yeah.
She's getting assaulted. They look in the window. They're having sex.
Yeah.
She's getting raped. They bust in and they do the dude in. He had to go to the hospital.
Wow.
Meanwhile, she was digging it.
Incredible.
Yeah, that's odd.
Well, you'd think she'd tell him stop right away and he wouldn't get beat. You know what I mean?
I'm not sure how that worked out, but the whole
heat
of the moment thing. You know?
Where was this?
In some major metropolitan area. I'm sorry, I don't remember the city. I just wonder if you heard about that.
No, I didn't. That's crazy.
Craziness, man. So you got cycling. We talked about that.
Rock climbing. You ever rock climbed?
Once in a galleon store.
Oh, yeah?
You know, they got the official wall thing.
I've never rock climbed. I don't know that I'm interested in rock climbing, though. But that's something that somebody could do for some summer fun. I know people that are into it.
Like doing an act, going somewhere and actually climbing...
That would be kind of neat. I don't know if I'd want to do it, but I'd hang out in the base camp or something. But people that go to different gyms that have, you know what I mean? There's different places you can go to rock climb.
Oh, is that what you're talking about? I mean? You're talking about the artificial place to go rock climb.
Well, either way, I'm just climbing in general either way. But
climbing.
Rock climbing outdoors would be more summer fun.
Yeah.
But indoors, you can do that all year long.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. So we'll
maybe save that for the winter fun show.
Winter fun show.
Hiking and trails?
Hiking. You know, it's too flat around here. I don't like to hike around here. I like hiking.
Here would be more trail walking kind of thing.
Yeah.
As opposed to hiking.
Whereas I'm thinking like where my in-laws go in Arizona. They go hiking once a week. But when you're hiking there, you're hiking in the mountains. And there's vistas to, you know, you climb, you get to the top, and you're rewarded. But like, oh, look at that. That's awesome, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really good exercise because you're climbing and you're going up and down and stuff.
You used to do a lot of that as a kid. We used to camp all over the U.S. as a kid, and we did a lot of hiking and stuff, and, you know.
You went to the States and camps, yeah?
All over.
Did you go to...
Everywhere.
Was a place, South Dakota, there?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, South Dakota, North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Colorado, California, everything in between from here, like out to the West Coast. We never did it. Went anywhere east, really. Not too far, anyways. Right.
Philadelphia,
Virginia, yeah.
And what did you guys pile into? You got a station wagon?
Station wagon. We traveled in. One time we rented a
Winnebago.
A car? No, it was a car. I think it was if I'm not mistaken. I think we rented a car when we went out to California, but we did have a station wagon, one of those wood panel side Ford with the back seats that opened up facing each other in the very back.
Awesome.
My brother and I, it was very cool. Oh, I wish I had that now.
And you don't think of it back then as being cool, did you? You thought, wow, that's cool.
Just probably not.
No.
The seats were cool. I remember when we got it and everything, you know, that was neat. But for yeah, sure. You think of a dad's car as like, you know, this big old boat with exactly. wood panel sides. You kind of laugh at it.
But now
I was thinking back on all the cars my dad had, they were cool.
Of course.
Ford FLT. What was it? FLT? No. I don't know.
LTD?
LTD Landau.
Oh, Landau, yeah.
With half of the roof was
vinyl,
like, you know, and it had small windows at the side of the back. Yeah. And it was a cool car. And Galaxy 500.
That thing was a tank.
It was awesome. Yeah. And he had a siren put in it. We used to pull people over all the time, just drive past them. It was hilarious. Like a real siren.
No wonder where you get your...
Comes from him, yeah.
Attitude. But the cop cars back in those days were Galaxies.
Oh, the Galaxies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I just... he had a really cool Buick Skylark. I think it was Skylark, yeah. Blue, light blue. He had it only for like a first week, and it was parked in front of on a Wednesday morning. They'd stop at a restaurant that was on Tecumseh and Howard. Probably where that Tim Hortons is now or something. There was a restaurant there. He was parked out front there, and across the street was a gas station with a drive-through car wash, and a car came out of it. And I don't know if the guy had his car running, wasn't supposed to have it in gear, whatever, came out across the road and bang into this car, into my dad's car, and it was done. So as he only had it for the week. Yeah, but I'm going to say like, had to be like an early 70s Buick Skylark, and it was mint. I remember the car, yeah.
But it sounded like your dad was a Ford aficionado.
You know, his dad worked at Chrysler's. My dad, I want to say my dad started at Chrysler's, and he got accepted, went through the whole thing, but didn't start, didn't go, because then he went to the Army or something like that.
Okay.
And, but yeah, he was kind of into Ford. We've had other things. We had a Peugeot, we had a Mercedes, we had a Beaumont, Chevy Beaumont. He's had Buicks. What else did he have? Pontiac, Le Mans. A lot of different stuff, really.
Wow.
I don't know if he was so partial, but he did like Ford vehicles, so.
Okay. So he's had everything, obviously.
Yeah, he's had a lot. Caddy. I wish I had that. And then back in the day, all the old cars. Anyway. And motorcycles. Rock climbing, hiking, trails, and we'll come back with more of this after Sunday Morning Music Mayhem.
Hey there, this is Lippo from the Jabbercast, Big JD's Big 30. It's the best of Big JD's podcast, the Jeff and Lana Show, You Talking to Me, and the Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show.
Sunday Morning Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig, brought to you by Big JD's Rare Rock and Heavy Metal Show at BigJD.com and by the Border City Radio Podcast at BorderCityRadio.com.
And what have you got for us this week?
This week is a tune that's, it's not too hard to find a song that has to do with summer. There's all kinds of summer-based songs.
Hot time, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty.
Yep, this is Mungo Jerry with In the Summertime.
What you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can down or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da, yeah we're happy, da da da, dee da da dee da 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 da.
sing again. We go driving or maybe we'll settle down. If she's rich, if she's nice, bring your friends and we'll all go into town. You can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you can turn or return at 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. When I grab people, when I dirty, when I mean, we love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. Philosophy. Sing along with us, dee 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 dee, da 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 da. Yeah, we're happy, da da da.
There you have In the Summertime by
Mungo Jerry. Check that out on iTunes. I'm sure you can pick that one up for 99¢
or less. Nothing's less, is it? There.
I've yet to come across a song that's less than 99¢. Even though they say they're 69-cent songs, I have seen $1.29 songs though.
That's kind of sexist, having songs that are 69¢.
Why? What's sexist about it?
I don't know.
Oh, you mean it's sexy.
Oh, okay. Ooh, yeah, that's what I mean.
Sexy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
69, baby. yeah. So that's Mungo Jerry. Fun little song.
Fun ditty.
It's a ditty.
And on the Jabbercast today, we're talking about summer fun, all the fun things you can do in the summertime. How about rollerblading? You ever rollerblade?
I
used to roller skate.
I used to roller skate. Mm-hmm. Yes,
and at wheels, listening to Van Halen.
Jamie's crying.
No, by the time that came out, you're just a little younger than me.
Yeah.
By the time that came out, I was too cool to be roller skating.
Okay.
But roller skating, I was like 14, 15, I guess, and I just started getting into the, you know, dating chicks and smoking weed and dropping hits acid and stuff like that. You know, that you'd go there on a Friday and
not come back until the following Friday.
No. There was two roller skating days. I forget what they were. It was a midwinter
Wednesday or something, maybe?
Yeah, it wasn't. Might have been a Wednesday, because it was like the day you'd go there, and it was like the midweek mini party. But Friday, that was it. I remember cutting through the cornfield behind the arena, because between the arena and Bell River, there was a cornfield.
Yeah.
And you didn't want to walk through the down the road. You would just walk through the cornfield. And we'd get there, and it was just a big gathering of teenage hormones,
yeah.
Pretty much. It wasn't so much about roller skating, but like you say, rollerblading, that's a summertime activity. We got a beautiful trail down here that's probably overridden with weeds now, but
yeah,
is it? I mean,
oh, it's, yeah, it's pretty bad, but of course it's cement that you rollerblade on, so it doesn't get affected in that
right
sense,
unless like a mouse or a rat jumps out from the weeds.
Yeah,
you wipe out and get hit,
snap your shoulder.
Because we have...
I love rollerblading. I used to go all the time, but I haven't since my shoulder. Same thing.
I have a bike.
Yeah, I got it all.
I got a rollerblades.
Yep.
But I'm not doing any of that.
What else is there? I had boating on the list, but we talked a little bit about boating already. Golfing and other sports. Outdoors. You golf? Do you like golfing?
I love golfing.
We talked about golfing, too.
Yes. What did you say before that?
Golfing and other sports.
Oh, golfing, yeah.
Outdoor sports.
Summer sports, depending on where you're at, you can only do so many sports. I mean, there's golf. Some people play baseball.
Well, you can do anything outside. You can play road hockey, a lot of fun. You can play soccer. There's a lot of parks around where there's nothing going on. You can just play soccer, or you can join leagues. You have, you know, tracks where you can run around. If you want to run with friend, the sand pits, you can long jump and do all kinds of crazy things.
Beach volleyball was what I was thinking.
Volleyball, sure. Volleyball is great, and they have them at the beaches usually set up.
And at bars. A lot of bars.
And at bars, yeah.
a lot of bars set that I remember.
Batting cages outside?
Batting cages is another fun thing. I like doing that.
And just your regular, like you mentioned, baseball. Also, outdoor sports. With the birdie there, what is it?
Badminton.
Badminton. Sure, badminton. Sure. People do that at the beach, or you bring your own little badminton set, camping, whatever.
Yeah.
And another one that I wanted to mention that it came and went like nothing.
Came and went? It's done? It's over?
Oh, tennis. Oh. And there's public tennis things everywhere. Hmm?
We talked about tennis in the news.
Yeah, we did. Right.
What do you mean by it came and went? Like it was
the thought of it in my mind.
Oh, I see.
Thinking tennis, and then it slipped away, and then I remembered it again. So,
what about croquet? Have you ever played croquet?
Yes, I played croquet a lot when I was a kid. Two doors down, I hung out with kids there, and they had big yard, and they had croquet always set up.
It was always set up.
They never took it down, I don't think.
Right.
Except maybe to cut the lawn or something, and lawn darts, which you can't buy anymore
because you can get that in your eye.
That's right.
Can't throw. Yep. Imagine if they got rid of everything that you could throw that could land in your eye.
Yeah, they'd have to get rid of everything.
Exactly. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Sprinkler. A sprinkler?
Yeah.
That could be a lot of fun in the summer.
What
especially
are you
for kids. A sprinkler, a hose, you know, out in the front lawn.
Like run through it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No?
Well, you wouldn't do that,
would
you?
Sure you did that when you were a kid?
When I was a kid.
Would I? No. Probably not. How about slip and slide? That would be cool. I think we had one of those at some time when I was a kid.
Everybody had a slip and slide. For sure.
Yeah. The thing I wanted was that one that just flaps around and shoots water, you know, and it's like a hose that stays up all the time. And
Crazy Daisy.
Yeah. I never had that. We didn't have that, but we had the slip and slide. And I think the only thing I remember about slip and slide was... there's a rubber catching on you when you're trying to slide.
Enough
water, or I don't know what, but so we never really used it. But sprinklers can be fun, and the hose. We used to have water fights in our, when I lived at home with my parents, with the neighbors and across the street, and everybody would be in the biggest water fights, man. It would be insane.
That's fun.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the hose, my dad got hoses, to attach to hoses. And, you know, at the point when he first got those, because we always had these water fights, they didn't know. And he had a hose that you could go in the neighbor people across the street's backyard from our house with. It was insane, man.
You need to fill your pool up? Yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah.
I'll fix you.
That was pretty cool. What else? Washing cars. Speaking of, hoses and stuff like that.
That's a good activity. Going to get your car washed from...
Going to get it washed or...
The Girl Guides.
Yeah. There you go. topless car washes.
Yeah.
Girl guides.
Do you see they got rid of Hooters in Windsor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, we were just talking about that yesterday.
Don't worry.
We actually went out to Swiss Chalet out there.
Oh, yeah.
And Lana said they closed it up. And I said, yeah, well, the titties were too small. They had nothing there that they should have. But at the same time, I remember that the Windsor Jeep Club, which I'm president of, we're going to have our weekly meets at Hooters.
Is there a website for the Windsor Jeep Club?
Yes, there is. TheWindsorJeepClub.com.
Okay, continue.
We're now an online resource. And the wives were complaining that they didn't want their husbands to be hanging out at Hooters, so we couldn't have it there as our first weekly social.
Hey, boy.
So, but anyway, the few times I did frequent Hooters, I didn't like anything on their menu, for one thing.
No,
but
it's
the
crap.
Other thing is that... they didn't have girls with big boobs, and that's what you need. It's called Hooters. They got to be outstanding.
I agree.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
And if they did, I don't think they'd ever close up. Nobody would ever stop going if you had girls there with big boobs.
I agree. But they're required to wear that bra that just pushes up. And if you got a girl with really small breasts,
it just makes
work.
A mess of it.
They're not even touching each other.
No.
So why bother?
What's the point of even having those if they're not touching each other?
Exactly. But you mentioned something.
Or if the girls aren't. Anyway.
It's yesterday was Big JD's 10th anniversary.
It was?
Yeah.
What's that mean? Oh, it was, yeah. Big JD's
What does that mean? It means you've been married for 10 years.
I'm thinking, I haven't been doing radio for 10 years. I haven't been, married for 10 years yesterday.
I told Jonas that. He goes, really? 10 years? I didn't think he was... that old or something. I forget what he said. I didn't even know he was married or something. I forget what he said.
Yeah, 10 years, man. 10 wonderful years.
That's what you have to say.
Yeah. That was a nice day. We went out for dinner and just hung out, went to the gym together. I joined the Forge.
What is the Forge?
The Forge is the University of Windsor's gym.
Oh.
The Lancers gym.
Okay.
Basically, I guess. Because Lance is a student.
Okay.
She has a free membership there. So she's worked out there for a number of years now. And I got on the family plan. You know, I called to see what's the deal with a, you know, husband, family, whatever. And the price was right. It was under $20 a month.
Oh, there
That's
you
pretty
go.
Good.
Yeah.
Gyms are like 35 and up.
Yep.
And some of them have the big fee at the beginning plus your monthly, you know.
Initiation,
what I mean?
Yeah.
It's crazy. But so it was great.
Any initiation for you to get in there?
No.
Just pay the $20.
Yeah.
Come on.
Just paid. I did, I booked it for a year and it was like $100 or $109 or something. I can't remember what, but.
Well, that's less than.
No, what? No, sorry. It was 6 months.
6 months. Okay.
Whatever it was no tax and like $18 a month.
So it's a nice gym at the University
Very
of
Very nice gym. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, well, today we'll finish off our first week of Body for Life, actual workout again.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
And
as bad a shape as I am in, I'm. Been doing it.
You're hoping that you don't have the body you have right now for life.
Yeah, I hope not. The joints I'm gonna have for life probably.
Is the gym in the same building as like the radio station and everything like that?
I don't think it's in the, where the St. Dennis thing is.
Oh,
it's
not
in the, yeah.
Oh, that would make sense, of course. Yeah.
Where the St. Dennis Center. What else is there? Well, next to it is the track and all the stuff they got out there. Yeah. So there you have that.
WKBR broadcasts many program genres. Some shows may contain explicit content. Therefore, we must warn that the station is geared towards those 18 and over. However, the Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo is clean and welcomes listeners of all ages. The Jabbercast with Big JD and Lippo, live Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on WKBR. A different topic every week, plus world news, tech talk, Sunday morning music mayhem, and the uber-popular Jabber Quote. Big JD and Lippo are also available live at Showtime on Yahoo Messenger. Username, The Jabbercast. The Jabbercast is also a podcast. Subscribe free in iTunes or visit www.thejabbercast.com.
Tech Talk with Big JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and stringing cans. We cover it all.
Yeah, that's right.
You have something?
I do. It's a cool thing that our favorite tech company, which is Apple. I was going to say something stupid. I was going to say Microsoft or something.
Yeah.
They have something that they patent called active packaging. And what it does is charges the device in the package.
Okay.
So we're going to see a lot more of this. I think the Palm Pre charges this way too. It has to be in the proxy. There's no actual connection to anything. The electricity gets, I should say, forced on, or, you know, there's, it emits electricity, and there's a receiver inside the electronic that, or inside the battery or whatever, and it takes the electricity in. The same technology is used in electric toothbrushes. You know, you stick it in a thing, there's no actual metal on the outside of the toothbrush. It just sits in a hole, and then the plug sends electricity into your toothbrush. You're looking at me weird, like you've never heard of this.
Well, the toothbrushes I thought would have a couple little metal things in the bottom, and it touches
no
something.
Metal.
No, eh? That's true. Yeah. Now that I think of it, I don't think there is anything. Yeah.
Okay. It would get rusty and it would get kind of gummy. So.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know the Palm Pre is the same way. There's no. You just charge it by. They sell a thing that you, it also sticks on there. I think it's magnetized at the same time. So anyway, Apple's is making this packaging. So, no matter. You know, there'll be like RFID tags in the packaging as well, I'm sure, to see when the last time a device has been charged. So whenever someone buys something, it will always be charged up. You can take it out of the package and it's ready to go.
And this is something new.
It's
a patent. Haven't been doing that yet.
No. It's a radio frequency power transmitter.
And where will the transmitter be?
In warehouses, in the manufacturing facilities.
So while it's just sitting there.
While it's sitting there.
And what about transporting?
I don't.
It's not a lot of time. So.
That's not a lot of time, right?
And then in their warehouse as well, like, I mean, their back rooms or whatever, they'll have everything.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. But they just put the patent out for.
Pretty incredible, you know, when you think that every idea has been thought of and developed and designed, and then you hear something like these kind of things, and it's like, It just amazes me, really.
And it's not just power either. I'm just reading here. The bright sparks at Cupertino envision powered data transmitting boxes that will ensure the device is fully juiced, packed with the latest firmware, and capable of pumping out video demos so that the packaging needn't get in the way of wooing customers. Sure to update firmware and full battery sound nice, but we can't help but wonder about the price premium. Oh, maybe. There might be a price on that. But you're already paying a premium on Apple stuff.
So in the warehouse, they just can turn on... okay, let's turn on everything that... All our boxed items. So everything turns on in their package. Let's update the firmware on everything while these things are on in their packages. They wouldn't do that, would they?
I don't think they're on, no. There must be some state that they're in that they're able to accept...
Information or whatever. That's pretty juice. Neat.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
That's tech talk without getting too gadgety.
Good technology talking. Yeah, I like that. So today on the show, we have been talking about summer fun and...
I took the whole summer fun... I didn't just create a list. I took it as in car trips or take a plane or stay at home. Things you can do. If like on a car trip, you can go to like a big city where they have like lots of attractions or landmarks or...
Or just the trip itself, driving.
Getting there is half the fun, of course. Doing the opposite, going to like a cottage or a cabin or like a resort. You can go somewhere and... have you ever been to a resort?
Not really a resort, no. Not like those, like you go to Mexico or something and stay in a resort, no.
That's not necessarily have
to. The closest thing to is a resort that I've been at is probably Wheels Inn, where they just have like everything, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not a resort.
No. See?
I know a lot of, some people are going to a golf resort up north. It's in Forest. It's a pretty famous place. And
They have to go?
No, they can just go every year.
Okay, you said it was in Forest.
In Forest. Forest, okay. Ontario, on Lake Huron. And
you're going to be a city. Forest.
You're Forest.
Forest, Ontario.
Yes, exactly. Of course, you can. A lot of people hop on planes and go places as well. Go to another country or...
go elsewhere for summer fun.
Somewhere else where it may not even be
summer. Or just on an airplane. Like take a ride in an airplane from
that
a local airport or something like that. They have that sometimes. Or a helicopter ride.
Helicopter rides is another fun thing. Anybody in Essex County wants to go on a joy ride in an airplane?
Call Lippo. He's got one.
I'll fix you up.
What?
I'll fix you up. I can get you on a ride. It's about... if you get four people together, it'd be about $50 each.
That's just incredible.
For about an hour.
It's amazing. In what?
In a Piper 172.
Oh, one of them three-wing...
Four-seater.
Did I spit? Okay. Tri-wing.
No, tri-wing.
A Baron-style thing.
No, just two wings. One on each side. And what else did I want to mention about... Mac Mania. We got to go on one of those.
What is it?
Mac Mania.
I think you might have mentioned that to me
every
at one
year
time,
they take a cruise,
right?
Okay. Mac Mania people, and it's an educational thing as well. But you don't have to. You can bring your family along, and they don't have to be involved in the Mac aspect of it. They just go on a cruise,
right?
This year they're going to China, Japan, and Korea.
Wow,
yeah,
that's got to cost a couple of bucks. They don't give those trips away.
No, they don't. They go from less than a grand, like $900, for one. That's the cheapest cabin you can buy on the ship. Or up to $3,000 for a staked room.
So somebody's watching that room all the time?
No.
Oh, I thought you said it was staked.
No, it's a state room.
So $900, and what do you get for the $900? I don't care about the room. I could sleep standing up in a corner somewhere.
And that's
I don't even need a room.
I think that's all it is. I think it's just a place to put your clothes and a bed. That's
Once you close the door, it keeps you standing up, and you just sleep that way. But okay, maybe. But what do you get for it? You get all the dinners and all the everything?
Yeah, you're good to go. Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so.
Price wise, yeah, that's good. But you got to fly to where to get that?
You
got
to fly to Japan, I think.
You fly to Japan?
Yeah, I think you got
to go on the cruise.
Yeah, because the cruise.
Oh my God,
the cruise originates, I think, in Japan. Then it goes up to Beijing, and then down to Shanghai, and then into South Korea, and then back to Japan.
It's kind of it's pretty neat, and the price is pretty good. But then again, you got to fly to Japan, and there's going to cost you some money to do all the things you got to do to just to
flying to Japan. I think that's the worst part right there.
Wow, but that's cool. Yeah, I like the idea of it.
Some year we'll go and do that. Like I think they've been to Alaska, but if you were to take a cruise somewhere, where would you like to go?
Where?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Because that's another good fun question. Summer thing to do is to go on a cruise.
Yeah.
Someplace like north in the summertime.
Maybe a Caribbean cruise or something like that would be kind of cool. I don't know.
In the wintertime, that'd be all right, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, sure.
You wouldn't want to go that in the summertime. There's nobody there, for one thing, but why would you want to go to the Caribbean? You just don't seem like the beach kind of guy, because that's what you do. You land on a beach, and you go into some town and buy some trinkets.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Where else would you go? I mean, that sounds really cool, the China thing. Yeah,
I would want to go somewhere culturally, you know, something to give me some...
Some kind of European cruise would be cool.
That's what I'm
thinking. Would be good.
Yeah, like the Mediterranean.
Yeah, there you go.
North Africa.
Lana would love that. She's never been on a cruise either.
There you go.
She's been in a lot of resorts, but she's never been on a cruise.
Yeah, Europe is a...
I owe her a honeymoon.
Do you?
Yeah, I never went anywhere.
You never went on a honeymoon?
No, got out of flying. We were supposed to go to Mexico. Oh. It wasn't entirely my fault. On our honeymoon, there's something to do with her passport that she couldn't get or whatever, and something happened, and so we never did go because we were going to go to Mexico, and I said I would fly, so I still owe her a honeymoon of some kind. Where did we go? I think we went to Niagara Falls.
JD.
Yeah.
You're bad.
Yeah, well, we'll leave it at that.
Cruise in the Mediterranean.
What else you got?
That'll fix her up.
Yeah, she would love that, of course.
And she'd be even close to home.
She goes to the Mediterranean Sea when she goes back home.
That's true. It's right on. It's right there.
Yeah, she's everywhere there, whatever all those places are.
Sure. See, that seems so cool there. There's so much culture in that area there.
Yeah.
North, the southern Spain and Portugal and where your wife's from and Greece.
Mm-hmm.
Italy.
Yeah, that would be just amazing.
Northern Africa, it's all in there. Yeah. So, but anyway, that's another fun summer thing to do, but we should move on. What else do I have here? Oh, the whole festival thing in summertime I want to mention.
Yeah, I had that on my list.
Did you?
Yeah, like International Freedom Festival, Epicure
Festival's next weekend.
And they have these everywhere, so if you're listening, wherever you're listening from, there's festivals everywhere
right.
for everybody.
Mardi Gras and all that stuff. Blues Fests.
Sure.
Tons of a lot of festivals.
Metal
fests. There should be a metal
fest. Infests. You have it all everywhere.
Infest.
You mean keeping the family?
I love my sister. It's literally no.
Anything else you got for us on your?
Going to the zoo.
Oh, I want to go to the zoo so bad.
Not the Detroit Zoo.
Though. Oh yeah,
I don't like.
Yeah, Detroit wherever zoo. They kill animals.
Kill animals?
Oh, don't they kill animals at the zoo? Isn't it a slaughterhouse?
No,
I'm just kidding. I want to go to where else am I going to go to the zoo?
Toledo.
Oh, okay. That's 1,000 hours away.
Two hours.
Okay, well, Detroit's 10 minutes.
I know, but you end up spending 2 hours of walking and not seeing anything.
Why?
Because it's, for one
too
thing,
spread out and
so spread
stuff.
Out and the animals are so far away.
The Toledo Zoo is good?
It's right up close and it's one right after the other.
I take pictures on a fairly regular basis with guys and actually it hasn't been very regular lately.
Take pictures of guys? Or they got the clothes
not
on,
of guys,
right?
With guys. We, two brothers and I, we go out in photography, you know, taking pictures and we want to go to the zoo really bad.
Isn't that gay though?
No, it's
not. It sounds gay, doesn't it?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I suppose so. Me and two brothers go out and take photographs of each other.
I'm kidding.
Anything else on your end? I'm going to go through my list like super fast just because I got some cool stuff and we won't even really get into them all, but we want to wrap up pretty much.
Water park is what I had.
Oh, yeah. Water park. Very fun. Water slide, all that stuff. And we have a great one here.
Yeah, there's a good one here. There's a good one in London, too. Water World or something it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Wally's World. That's what it is.
Well, okay. Yeah. Here is Water World.
Yes. Windsor
Water World or Waterworks? No, Waterworks is the ones you pay for your...
Yeah. It's the Micmac Water Park. So that's how I look at it.
Not to be confused with the water pick for brushing your teeth.
Which is charged at active.
Some other things I had, we'll just go through really quick. Reading can be a fun summer pastime. If you're reading in a park, reading on your balcony, reading somewhere, you know what I mean? I think a lot of people enjoy it. Parks themselves, you can go out into the park and have fun, bring the kids, do all kinds of different things.
Not in Windsor in 2009,
no. Not right now, no. Picnics, again, you can go to parks or you can go wherever to have a family picnic or a picnic with your mate. And
that's one of the best memories I ever had is going on picnics in the summertime to Cottom.
Yeah.
I lived in Detroit. We used to visit my grandmother and then we'd drive out.
We used to go
Cottom.
A lot to Cottom in that little Cottom Park where they had the blocks around which they took away, by the way. Then it doesn't have that around
the stone
thing, the stones. Thing, yeah. And you were probably there enjoying your picnic while I was there enjoying my picnic at the same time, I bet you.
Teeter totters.
At some point.
Seesaws or whatever.
Yeah, we could have been on them together. And
could have been.
I was playing with a kid from Detroit. Parks, picnics, kites. another fun thing to do.
It's
I
more
think.
Of a springtime thing.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think I can be anytime. Why?
Well, summertime's not windy. You can't count on the wind.
No, maybe not, but seems to be windy enough. I think kites are fun, though. If you go on a picnic, it's nice to bring a kite.
Sure, just in case you get some wind.
Yeah. Especially them dollar kites. They're cheap. Balconies and patios, you know, barbecues. That's fun summer activities.
Sure.
Just to hang out on the balcony or barbecue or something like that. And like I was mentioning, reading. Gardening and land. Oh, go.
I was going to say, well, let's do that right after the podcast. Let's hang out on your balcony.
We can, yeah. Gardening and landscaping.
Yeah. My wife's heavy into that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Great pastime for summer. A lot of people enjoy it just to be out in the garden. And
out in the garden, yeah.
Making things grow. Outdoor concerts. We have them here again. That's a lot of the festivals will have concerts, or they're just the Blues Fest and things
I think
like
most
that.
Major metropolitan areas also have an outdoor amphitheater that takes advantage of summer concerts.
We've got a few of them around here. We've got one at Micmac. We have one at the college. We have one in LaSalle at Gilmore.
I know what you're talking about.
We have
Gilrayom or whatever it's called.
Yeah. No, not Rayom. It's Gilmore. M-A-U-R-E.
Yes.
Gilmore.
Yep.
Gilmore.
Gilmore.
Gilmore. Carnivals. We have a carnival right now downtown Windsor.
Yes.
Freedom Festival extravaganza.
It's not called the Freedom Festival, though. That's done.
Is it? What is it called then? And why?
Summer Fest.
Oh, is it? Why? Yeah.
The Freedom Festival was the thing that paid the guess who $206,000 and they couldn't afford it and they went bankrupt.
Wow, okay. That's what all happened after. Yeah. Carnivals. Carnivals can be fun. Summertime, win your girlfriend a stuffed animal. Swimming. We talked about Water World, but swimming in public pools and your own pool in your backyard, and that's fun.
Watering hole.
Sure. Bird watching. A lot of people like to watch birds.
Yeah, we got Point Pelee out here. A lot of people go out there and do some birding.
Take your binoculars, take your camera. Photography. Talked a little bit about. I go out with guys, but... Did you know that I go out with guys? photography is a great pastime. A lot of fun. Summer. Shoot anything. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sure is.
And the last thing I had on my list was fitting in with the balcony and whatever. Parks and is computing outdoors.
You're a nut
laptop,
bar.
Laptop with a battery and you can go compute.
Absolutely. And you can bring your iPhone. You can tether it.
There you go.
And you're on the
That's
internet.
What he's been into lately.
Everywhere.
It's cool. You got to use a cable.
I use the cable. USB. You don't have to use cable. No? You can Bluetooth it, but...
Yep. Wow. Sweet stuff, man. Okay, so that's wraps up the topic, and let's get in a quick jabber quote. Jabber quote.
I actually have two. One's from Shakespeare, one's from Mark Twain. The one from Shakespeare is, "There shall be eternal summer in the grateful heart."
We must be moving into the grateful heart because with this global warming and all, maybe we're going to have eternal summer.
So what's that going to do with the grateful heart?
Well, that was the time of the year.
No, no. See, if you have a grateful heart...
No, I know.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they
then
don't
it's
know.
Summer always. Tell them. Explain it.
Explain it Dissect to me, Andy. There shall be eternal summer in the grateful heart. So if you were to have seasons within your heart, like if someone passed away, that it would be winter in your heart.
Yeah.
Whereas...
They're saying if you're grateful.
If you're grateful, though, if you're thankful for something that was given to you, it's summertime in your heart.
Yeah. You'll always be warm and fuzzy.
Exactly. and then a quick one from Mark Twain, who's always... succinct. Summer afternoon. The two most beautiful words in the English language.
That's pretty good.
Summer and afternoon. And when they're together, they're the two most beautiful words. I can handle a summer afternoon all the time.
Anytime. Sure. I can handle that in the winter even.
Well, no kidding.
So there you have this week's show. Once again, check us out on the web, www.thejabbercast.com.
I'm going there right now. You know why? Because I want to find out what next week's show is all about.
Me too.
We're going to be talking about aging.
Oh.
What's it like to get old? We're all on our way. What is your experience with the elderly? Can you wait for all those senior discounts? Do they have a senior discount at Walmart? I don't think so, do they?
I don't think that they do.
Because it's all
discount. You have to work at Walmart to get a discount.
There's a lot of old people that work there.
There is. Yeah. They're not biased on who they hire at all. Old people, retarded people, wheelchair people, everything. Sure. Yeah. They hire everybody.
That's awesome.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. So, yeah. So, join us next week for Aging. We'll be, you can hear the show live at 11 o'clock Sunday mornings on WKBR, which is just go to the homepage at thejabbercast.com and there's a link right there.
And don't forget, we're a podcast. Scoop us up at the iTunes. Subscribe. It's free.
Listen anytime.
And every time.
Sure. Thanks a lot for listening, everybody.
See ya.
Yes, it's the Jabbercast Podcast. Talk radio on the go. You can visit us on the web at thejabbercast.com. You can email Big JD at thejabbercast.com or Lippo at thejabbercast.com. As well, you can get involved with the shows by sending text emails and audio emails to hearmeout@thejabbercast.com. Copyright 2006, Big JD and Lippo. All rights reserved. Listener feedback is heard. Some conditions apply. Open mind sold separately.